Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. Black people and Hispanic people showing overwhelming support for President Trump over Biden. Let's talk about it.
Or where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone.
And hello, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and we are going to talk about the up and coming election of 2024. When you have the government state media in a frenzy because they see black people and Hispanic people, two groups that they've been controlling for many, many, many years, even after they come out and they constantly say that, you know, Republicans are racist, President Trump, he's a white supremacist supporter, sympathizer. He said there was good people on both sides. When all of the rhetoric that the left has been pushing out there is starting to fail, it has them in a frenzy. It has them upset. And you know what? President Trump didn't have to do anything. See, when they removed President Trump after 2020, everybody started realizing how bad it really is with the Democrats. A lot of people were saying, well, it wasn't like this when President Trump was in office. Even though you were convincing all of us that President Trump was bad, you were convincing us that President Trump was racist. You said President Trump told us that they're sending all the rapists and murderers over to the country. They're not sending the doctors and the physicians. You're saying that all the Mexicans are coming were rapists, like I just mentioned. But you know what? People are not buying it. The people that used to buy that nonsense, they're not buying it any longer. You know why? Because their pocketbooks are different. When the money is different, their thinking is different. When President Trump was in office and they were making money, they were believing all the stupidity because they didn't have no reason to believe otherwise. Because like everything is great. They're lying to us about President Trump and we're believing it, but I still have money in my pocket. But now things are different. The times have changed. They moved President Trump out the way. You can't blame Trump for your pocketbook being low. You can give him credit for when it was high, but you can't blame him for being low because they removed him out of the way. And now you have these remote locations, not only remote locations, but you have these major cities where so many people, more than they anticipated, they never thought that this much support would show up for President Trump. Because you're supposed to believe the lie. Even though you're struggling and you're going through the worst times ever, you're still supposed to believe the lie. But that's no longer happening. And President Trump, every time he goes and speaks, they try to pull something out and try to make it look like President Trump is being racist again or he's calling for violence. Remember the whole bloodbath? You notice that story kind of died down after it came out that it's like, okay, all of y'all said the same thing. And President Trump was only talking about the auto industry. But you know they're still going to use it, you know, going up to the November of the 2024 election. They're going to use bloodbath. They're going to use January the 6th. They're going to use abortion. They're going to use a same sex even. They're going to use everything under the sun to try to convince you not to support President Trump. But they're upset because it's not working. And I've been saying this a lot here the last couple of weeks. Why aren't you changing your mind? And you know the reason why you're not changing your mind? Because you are not stupid. they really think that you are stupid. See, they keep thinking it, even though they see that you're not, but they still keep trying. I mean, I guess you can't blame them for trying, right? Because that's what they do. I mean, just imagine you think demons come from hell and they start acting like they're going to be really nice and be like, okay, well, you know what? I'm not going to do all this demonic stuff any longer. I'm just going to be nice. No, they can't. Their whole thing is being demonic. That's what they are. That's who they are. Same thing with the Democrat Party and all of those that have that same mentality. Listen to this little short clip of President Trump straight up saying what needs to be said. And everything that he's saying in this clip has all of them upset. And of course, they're trying to say that he's racist. Why? Because he's wanting to deport criminals, not people come legally into the country. He doesn't. President Trump has already made it clear. You are welcome wherever you are in the country, in the world, except for terrorist nations, of course. But other than that, you are welcome. Come. Just come through the front door. Do it the right way. But see, the Democrats, they don't want you to come in the right way because they have a sinister agenda.
I'm president. Instead of trying to send the state of Texas a restraining order, I will send them reinforcements. They're going to get reinforcements. They're doing a good job. And I'll use all necessary military and law enforcement resources to defend the United States of America. We're going to be very strong. And within moments of my inauguration, we will begin the largest deportation operation in American history. We have no choice. We have no choice. We have no choice.
We have no choice. And they're saying, oh my goodness, he's just going to deport all these children. I'm telling you, this is what they're going to say. I haven't heard him say it yet. But they're going to say he's going to deport all these children, all these innocent children. They don't care about the children. They want the children so they can do whatever demonic thing they've been doing to these children. 400,000 children missing. That's modern day slavery. And guess who's doing it? The Democrat Party. They're the ones doing it. Well, let's look at this one. Joe Biden shows up in Phoenix, Arizona, and he's there to pander. That's all he's doing. He's pandering, trying to reel in the Hispanic vote. That's all he's doing. Watch. Look at this. Joe Biden and this lady behind here, shame on her for not recognizing. But, you know, there's still a lot of people out there that are suffering from TDS. But listen, well, she's on here doing a speech, trying to lift him up, and he just wanders off. Watch.
Progress together, but we know that there is still work to be done, which is why we are going to organize like never before and ensure we are turning out the vote. And we know that, you know, there's so much at stake and that Donald Trump continues to pose a threat in so many ways. He continues to spew racist rhetoric and to devalue our community. But we know that the president's vision.
Hold on. This dude look like he's in a retirement home. I mean, does he not realize where he is? I mean, he couldn't wait. This dude is acting like he's in a retirement home. Oh, look at the kitty. Look at the kitty. I mean, there is something truly wrong with Joe Biden. Nothing, you know, okay, there's nothing wrong with acknowledging the kid. And, you know, this is how the left are going to spin it. Oh, he's just being Joe. He's like a grandfather figure, right? He's a grandfather. Of course, he sees a little kid. He's going to want to go over there and touch on the little kid and be around the little kid. Of course he is. That's just Joe. You know what? It'd be one thing if dude didn't have these pedophile tendencies, but he does. Dude, there's something truly wrong with this dude.
And you know what else? I want to draw a huge comparison between Biden and Trump. Look at the events that Biden is going to. There's very few people there compared to the mass.
Oh, yeah.
Trump has to get stadiums, yes. And people still can't fit in there. They're still outside. There's very little excitement for Biden.
Yeah, very little. And they're all looking at him like, what is this dude doing? He just wanders off. Like, you know,
values nothing, his nothing commitment to faith, family, and hard work are what's going to continue to propel the Latino vote this election cycle.
Well, folks, I have to tell you straight up, I like you all, but I couldn't resist that little babe.
See, they say, I like y'all, but I couldn't resist that little baby. He's there pandering. That's all that he's doing. He's there to pander because he doesn't care. He doesn't care at all.
Well, he can have a more lucid conversation with the baby than he can with adults. So that was really about his level.
So give me a demonstration how he would talk to the little baby.
You go, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
And we go to the mic and talks to us like that. We're like, what is wrong with him?
Yeah, he still think he's talking to the kid. He still think he's talking to the kid. A good, good, good. Want to pinch your cheek? A good. I mean, really. So listen, he's pandering. Well, listen to this young man. This young man used to live in California but moved to Florida. He had to move his business to Florida because California crushed everything. Watch this.
And on all the Latino friends that I have, everybody that has been waiting in line to get across the border, it's no longer Mexicans that are trying to get across the border. It's everybody from every other country. And it's just, I feel bad for our country right now. People need to stand up and make their vote be heard. If their votes aren't going to be heard, I don't know what's going to happen next for our country. And it's really hard for me because being a blue-collared man with three boys and the future of them, I got to make sure I stand up and let my voice be heard. That's why I'm on here with you, Jesse, and thank you for letting me to be on with you tonight.
Of course, Tito. We'll always welcome on Jesse Waters Primetime. You just heard President Donald Trump, former president, spell out the entrepreneurial pitch. I'm a businessman. I was good for business in my 4 years. Is that sticking?
Well, you know, I think it really comes down to the things that when I lived in Huntington Beach, California, I had five businesses. And you got to understand, I've known Donald Trump since 2000. I fought his casino at the Trump Taj Mahal. I worked on the Celebrity Apprentice with him. And to see what type of businessman he was, what type of father he was, what type of patriot he is for this country, for a billionaire to step up for this country and willing to risk everything to protect this country, my hat's off to him. And I will support him till he's no longer around. And that's...
You know what? That's so profound.
So profound.
Because President Trump is risking everything. Look, they're talking about confiscating his buildings. Yeah. They're trying to deplete him of every asset that he has. They're even discussing talking about trying to take Mar-a-Lago from him. They're talking about taking. And you know what? This basically what they're doing. You know how the United States of America will put sanctions on other countries where they freeze all of their assets. This is what they're doing to President Trump. They're doing this to try to prevent him from continuing on. I mentioned this the other day, that everything that they have going against President Trump, it should come to a complete halt. Why? Because the people have spoken. The people say that we want President Trump to represent us going into the November election. So all of this other stupid stuff should be put on hold. Why is it not being put on hold? Why is it not? That's what I want to say. If it was the other way around and the Democrats were screaming, oh my goodness, look, you got all this stuff going after him. You should put all this on hold because we selected him to represent us. And what are you trying to do? Trying to prevent him from winning? Trying to prevent us from voting for him? See, Republicans wouldn't do this. Never in the history of this nation have we ever put someone in a position that the Democrats have put President Trump in. Never before. And this is a clear indication that the United States of America is in the middle of a civil war. It's in the middle of the second civil war. They are going after our leader. He's the leader of this country. The one that we want. The one that we want. And they're trying to take my vote away, trying to take your vote away from voting for Donald J. Trump. That's what they're doing. And they're trying to do it to us. We can't let them win. We have to fight them every step of the way. Believe that. Not going to give up. I'm not going to give up. Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned.
by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for being with us. So I want to hammer this issue, and it is an issue for the Democrat Party. I really like it when I go out and I see videos of black people, and I've been showing you a couple of videos here for the last couple of days where black people are showing overwhelmingly support for President Trump. But, you know, it's not just black people that's starting to support President Trump more than the people want, more than the left would like for you to know. But more Hispanics are supporting President Trump. I'm pretty sure you've heard of this group called Latinos for Trump. They've actually exploded. Latinos for Trump. And they're doing is getting more Latinos, Hispanics, to realize that it's the Democrat Party that's the enemy of the people. But what's really interesting is that the left, the liberal media, the government state media, they believe that the border should be a reason for them to support Joe Biden. They believe that the Latinos and Hispanics in the United States of America want open borders. Because, you know, the left, they always pander. They always use the race and say, oh, my goodness, the Republicans don't want you Mexicans in America, which is a bald-faced lie. We want people to come into country that love America, that want to respect America, that doesn't have an issue assimilating. We don't want someone coming in here trying to change up the country, trying to make it a communist nation. We don't want that at all. Look at this one. Here it is, talking to a group of Hispanics, right? And of course, the liberal media, this is CBS. And they're probably like, man, this is not what we want. But watch.
Then there's the economy.
Do you think the economy was better under Trump?
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so.
Of course it was better. Everyone says it was better. Leave a split screen for me because I'm going to go right to this one here. This is actually my producer found this and I'm like, it's so spot on. But this is like another indication because I would have never seen this. I don't know how you even found this.
Yeah, I was pretty excited to actually find this.
Yeah, I would have never seen this.
Yeah,
I think your mic is muted.
We don't see that the Latinos for Trump are actually reaching out and what they're doing to campaign for Trump. So this was a pretty awesome video.
It is. Let me play.
I love the music.
It's pretty short. It's pretty short. But watch. You'll get the point.
Ay, 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 por Dios.
For Donald Trump.
We know what that says, right?
For Donald Trump. For Donald Trump. That's awesome. So imagine how the left feels about that. Imagine, because again, like I've mentioned so many times, they've been able to control black people for the longest. They've actually been able to control black people ever since LBJ said that he'll have every N-word voting Democrat within the next 200 years, but he actually did it within 60. And you know who's partially at fault for allowing that to happen? Martin Luther King.
Oh, that's right.
Because Martin Luther King made a deal with the devil. Martin Luther King made a deal with the demonic democrats so black people could start having a voice. And they use that to their advantage because they said, we get this N-word to bring them to us, to get them to vote for us, because we'll have them believing that we'll give them a little extra this and a little extra that, just a little bit to make them think that they have something. And that's exactly what happened. And that's exactly what's been happening. And then I get a lot of black people on X, especially on X, not on Facebook, because Facebook is still jacking with me, but on X, there's a lot of black people on X that will attack me because I want to keep my freedoms, because I don't want to be on the Democrat plantation. And it's really interesting how that came to light, because when I considered myself on the left, a Democrat, when I considered before, when Obama was running the first time, I'm just being honest with everyone. I'm not going to hide anything from you. I used to be consider myself a Democrat, but I didn't support all this wokeism. You know, it wasn't nothing like it is now. At least I didn't think it was, right? But then I woke up, moved to California, and all this hatefulness started coming out, and like treating me like I was less than nothing, like I couldn't do anything because of my color. And I was running circles around people in California, Commifornia, when it came to IT. I'm running circles around them. And then it dawned on me that the racist party is the Democrat Party. And I struggled with it when I first saw it. I had a problem with it. I was struggling. I said, this can't be, because I was always told differently. But then when I started waking up and realizing I would post stuff on social media, then these black people would come out the woodworks calling me all kind of hateful names. And then I would get white liberals calling me racist names. And guess what? These black liberals would join in with them. I'm like, wait a minute. If it was a white Republican saying this to me, would you be saying the same thing? And they just ignore it altogether because it's okay, because white liberals, they've always had this racist tendency about them anyways. And black liberals, they are unable to see it.
Yeah, well, and you moved to California, what California. Was it? Like 10 years ago, right? Like 10 years ago. Anyways, and so look at how much the country has changed since then, right? What you saw happening then is rolling out across America because of the Democrat policies. And, you know, you talk about black voters, but this Hispanic Latino vote, it is huge. I mean, they have a huge population here in America. I'm not talking about the illegals. I'm talking about people who have come the right way, right? And they're hard workers. These mm-hmm. people are entrepreneurs. These people have jobs. They're very family oriented. They're very focused on their family and their children. And so all these policies are impacting them in ways that they do not like. And as far as the border goes, that's one of their number one concerns too, Will, because they don't want to turn America into what they came from, right? They know that the best aren't coming. And they also don't feel like that these people should get a free ride, because a lot of them did not get a free ride. They came here the right way. They built their jobs. They built their lives. You saw Tito Ortiz. I mean, he's been a businessman, yes. Right? Yes. And so I think that's where Biden's losing these people. He's losing them.
Listen to this one. This was on the Communist News Network, and they're talking about the immigration issue for voters. Right? Look at this. It says immigration is the top issue for voters. And they don't, they don't really care, because I believe they're working all in cahoots with one another to rig the 2024 election. But watch, it's still a concern for them because they're talking about it. Because if they weren't concerned about it, they wouldn't be talking about it. Watch.
Now, you might think, you know, that Hispanic voters might be the types of folks who would have a backlash against Donald Trump's remarks, right? Ain't the case. If you ask Hispanic voters, who do they trust more on border security and immigration? Overwhelmingly, they trust Donald Trump more by a tremendous margin. Look at that, 49% to 24%. And that is in line with what we're seeing in the polls in general amongst Hispanics, right?
Let me stop it there, right there. Look at that number, everybody. Look at that number. And I'm willing to bet that it's actually higher. Is the number for President Trump, I'm willing to bet it's probably in the 60s. And for Joe Biden, it's probably in the single digits. But they probably said, look, we can't put those numbers up there like that, because it would be devastating to Joe Biden. We'll fudge the numbers. I'm willing to believe that they're fudging the numbers to this extent. It still looks bad. It's still terribly bad for Joe Biden. It really is. And they don't understand why Latinos, black people are supporting President Trump. Because President Trump didn't do the current situation. They did.
Joe Biden won them overwhelmingly back in 2021 and by over 20 percentage points. Democrats normally carry them overwhelmingly. If you look at the polling right now, and an average of polling amongst Hispanic voters, who do they choose in the ballot test? It's barely Biden, about Biden by about 2 points. It would be the smallest margin for any Democratic candidate among Hispanic voters, basically throughout history since we started polling the gosh darn thing. So the fact is, at this point, there's no backlash. And at this point, I don't see one coming.
He said, yeah. Since we started polling the daggum thing. I mean, they're not happy.
Yeah, so they're saying, yeah, Trump's...
They're not happy
they're
at
saying
all.
Biden's winning by 2%, but that's really nothing, right? And Will, even you were saying, we think that there's really almost a percentage of error could be 2%, right? So the concern is...
But they say the margin of error is between about 3%, 3
points. Yeah, so 2% is within
even the 3 points... going down for Trump and going up for Biden. Biden still lasts. He's still not beating Trump at all.
No, yeah. I mean, and you saw how people are discouraged by Biden's policies. I mean, you know what? A lot of these people aren't even really political, Will. They're voting based off of what they're experiencing.
Because they don't have any money.
Yeah.
They remember having money. I remember having money when President Trump was in office. And ever since Joe Biden, it's been rough, at least for me, because of my line of work. My line of work, I get attacks everywhere. I'm still getting attacked on my Facebook page. And Facebook still refuses to help me, even though I proved that I'm the account owner of my business on Facebook. They refuse to help me. This is like the most bizarre thing ever. And it's like they're doing it because I'm a straight, conservative, black man that loves America, supports Trump. That's the only excuse I can figure out why Facebook would be doing this, because I haven't done anything wrong. I hadn't violated anything. I ain't broke the law, nothing. The law has been broken on their platform, and they're not doing anything to help me. Nothing. Let me share this one with you. This is another one about... Did we play this one already? Oh, no, this is on CBS again. I should have played this one a second ago when the lady was talking to the people about the Latino voters. Here, let's go to this one. Let's go full screen.
They tell me they are not a monolith, and it's really difficult to just use one ad campaign to reach out to everybody because there are so many varying opinions and priorities within the Latino community. The one thing they agreed on, though, is that in their culture, they say they don't like it when people beat around the bush. They want people to get to the point, and they're tired of hearing Biden's rhetoric and flowery language.
Did you hear that part right there? This is on CBS. I wonder if they're going to let her go for actually saying that. I got to play it one more time because it's very rare for them to actually call out Joe Biden, saying Joe Biden's rhetoric. What? Listen.
Biden's rhetoric and flowery language. They want to hear more details. They want to hear a specific platform about what he plans to do.
They want someone like Trump that's not going to beat around the bush. It's going to be straight up. Look. The Democrats, they're trying to destroy this country. They want to hear the truth. Just like you. All of us, we want to hear the truth. I want the mean tweets to come back. I want mean tweets. I don't want flowery rhetoric. That's all Joe Biden's giving to us. Joe and the scarecrow has got to go.
It's a bit MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature-regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITE1.
This statement is not evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases, illnesses, injuries, or other medical conditions. Nothing contained herein should be construed as, nor is it intended to be used in medical diagnosis or treatment, and should not be used in place of the advice of your physician or other qualified health care providers.
With key ingredients supported by over 80 clinical trials, the exclusive formulation of the Bella Grace Elixir is changing lives everywhere. Ingesting collagen peptides alone is not very helpful. This is where most products fall short, and where Bella Grace changes everything. Unlike other products, the Bella Grace Elixir controls the gene switches which activate collagen creation and disables the enzymes that break down the matrix. Bella Grace Elixir contains Verisol, the world's best and most clinically studied form of collagen. These elite collagen peptides influence the skin's collagen metabolism directly from the inside. Nature's most powerful antioxidant. 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C, Astareal Astaxanthin prevents the activation of gene switches that drive inflammation and activates the gene switch responsible for cellular repair and longevity, forming bridges across cell membranes, protecting them from free radical attack. Amazonian cat's claw suppresses the enzymes that degrade collagen and our skin matrix caused by oxidants and inflammation. It simply turns the switch off. The world's most studied collagen, plus activating the genes that make collagen, plus switching off the genes that break down collagen, has resulted in something the world has never experienced. The Bella Grace Elixir. Start your 30-day Bella Grace challenge today.
Hey, everybody, and we are back. We want to talk to you a little bit again today about pamperwithgrace.com. So many of you guys have bought some of this great elixir that we've been talking about, and we are so thankful. But we're more thankful for some of the results that some of you are getting. Just now, before we went live, I got this great message from somebody named Joan that had bought the elixir. She said this. She said, "I have been taking the elixir right before I go to bed, and I have been getting a good night's sleep. Otherwise, I'm up most of the night." So that is a great review. And we are so happy, Joan, that it is helping you. And I told you guys a little bit about some of the top 10 clinical studies that have been done on the elixir, specifically the natural astaxanthin that is one of the three ingredients in it. And today I want to talk a little bit about the cardiovascular support. So clinical trials, there has been 11 human clinical studies for a cardiovascular support, 56 supporting pre-trials, and listen to what some people actually had as a result from taking this elixir, this particular ingredient. It says improves blood lipid parameters in patients with mild hyperlipidemia. It's dose-dependently inhibits LDL cholesterol oxidation, decreases systolic and diabolic blood pressure, and improves blood flow rate. It decreases heart rate of athletes when doing endurance training. So that is it's heart healthy. And that could also be because, you know, I believe yesterday we were talking about it has like seven times the amount of that's in CoQ10, right? And then we also want to talk about, I talked about athletic energy levels with Will. There's a lot of people that work out and it has some great help. It's very helpful when you're trying to recover. It helps prevent muscle damage and inflammation. It may be effective in preventing exercise included free radical production. And once again, it helps you breathe. It helps you go longer. So Will, you know, we really have seen some great results from this. Even you said that your workouts now have improved. You know, you're going longer. You feel like you can go
actually,
longer.
Actually, hasn't been here the last couple of days.
I'm sorry, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it hasn't been here the last couple of days.
Oh.
You know why?
Stop it.
Yeah, I'm gonna show everyone right now why.
Will's teasing me, everybody.
She took the last of it. Look at that. It's completely empty. She took the last. I'm like, man, I'm really missing it. I'm really missing
We're getting
it.
More
I have
today.
Some more coming. I ordered
today.
Some more.
Yeah.
Order some
Be here
more,
today.
So. Yeah, so now I can start getting right back to it.
But you know what?
Man, I really, truly feel the difference. I'm like, where has it been all of my life?
You know what? I feel so, I mean, you know, I've told people.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I told people, you know, I'm premenopausal and my hot flashes are literally gone. I feel more energetic. I'm getting good sleep. And so that's why I took the last so Will couldn't take them. I'm like, oh, Will, I'm sorry. I can't live without this right now. And I've never felt that way about a product. You know, you and I have taken, you know, pills. We've taken supplements. Like, we've done all those things.
Yeah, I've done quite a few. I mean, quite a few, actually.
And we've never experienced anything like this.
You know what? To be honest with you, when I first started, I said, okay, we'll just try it. You know, I'll just try it and we'll see. You know, I really wasn't. Because I've had so many, you know, other ones that I've done in the past, I'm like, I don't know if I can really, you know, I'll just try it. Because I'm not expecting anything. It'd be like the rest of them that I've taken in the past. And, yeah, you know, I can't say that about this one. And I'm not just saying that to get you to go to pamperwithgrace.com. I'm not saying that just to get you to go there. It's actually works for Will Johnson. It works for Will
Yeah.
Johnson. So I don't know. Look, I can't speak for Shannon. Well, I can't. I can't, but I can because she took the last of them. But
yeah.
It's empty.
And I'll even tell you what, I'm so excited about this product that I even created a Facebook page, pamperwithgrace.com. Literally, I would love people to go on there and follow the page on Facebook, pamperwithgrace.com, because you know why? I want to start help like this lady right here. I want to share that experience with
Maybe
people.
You should do it. Is there some? Can you do it like on True Social even, and do it on Getter and maybe on X? Create a Pamper with Grace. The only reason I say that because Facebook. I have bad taste in my mouth about Facebook. I mean, you know, before Facebook has been a platform where I could make a living, but here lately, Facebook has been really doing some, I would call it, criminal activity. From where I'm standing, where I'm sitting, it looks like Facebook is the one that's behind. They're working with third-party hackers to take down people like Will Johnson. Can I show that really quick?
It is true. The only thing is...
Can we change the lower third real quick and so we can show people what I've been doing here? And let's put the gifts and go up here on the lower third.
The only thing is...
I want to tell people... Yeah, go ahead and bring that over. I want to tell people what's been happening to me. Is, you know, it's been happening to other people, too. But in this case,
My microphone muted? My microphone been muted all this time. So I've had this on Facebook. I've had to put this on Facebook because Facebook has been killing me. They've taken my identity and they're putting all this crap out there as if it's me. So I had to create this, and it takes money to do a lawsuit against Facebook. That's the only reason I have Gifts and Go. I've never in a million years thought I would have to do this, but I'm having to do this because of the situation that Facebook has put me in. They have this they have pornography on there, and I'm getting grandmothers and parents sending me messages saying, "Will, I used to follow you, but I can't follow you any longer because you have all of this pornographic stuff on there, and my kids are looking at it. They're looking at it. It's completely disgusting." Okay, we got to go to break. Sorry about the audio issue there. When we come back, I got to still talk about the economy because Black and Hispanic people are supporting Trump as a result. We'll be right back.
A voice spoke to me and said, "I've got something I want to show you." I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Many people tell you to buy gold and silver, which is not a bad idea. The only problem is you can't eat gold and silver. What do you think would be one of the most valuable things when the recession hits the bottom? Seeds. More specifically, organic seeds. Just to name a few. Sunflower, carrots, broccoli, cucumber, milkweed, lettuce, tomatoes, jalapeno, and many more. There is nothing like growing your own food and being able to prepare it, cook it, and eat it. Go to uniteamericafirst.com, click on Conservative Shop, click on Living Seed Company. You get 10% off when you use promo code WILL. You have the power to get prepared today.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves, exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet, single-fold wallet, three pockets for cars and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. So what I was just saying right before we went to the break is that we still need to talk about the economy. That's the reason why a lot of Black people and Hispanic people are now supporting President Trump overwhelmingly. Let me share this one with you. This is like a 20-second clip, and this was on Fox News talking about a poll. Look at these numbers. Split screen it for me. Look at these numbers. Look at that. The economy, 94%. Election integrity, 86%. And immigration, border security, 84%. There's more and more people that's concerned about these items, which these three items are in the dirt because of Joe Biden and the Democrats. And you know what? They all act like everything is fine. The economy's better. Everything is up. No one needs to complain about anything. Just shut up and be happy is what the Democrats are saying.
In terms of the overall electorate, recent Fox News polling found Arizonans' top three issues are the economy, election integrity, and immigration. Registered voters trust former President Trump over Biden when it comes to the economy and immigration. And when you look at a hypothetical matchup, Trump beats Biden by 4 points with a margin of error of plus or minus 3 points.
You see that? With plus or minus 3 points. Plus or minus 3 points. Trump wins. Trump is winning. And again, I don't even trust this poll number. I'm willing to bet that the poll number for President Trump is even higher than this. And for Joe Biden, it's even lower than that.
I agree.
It really, you know what? I'm telling you, it's like they want to make sure they kind of keep it somewhat close. Want to keep it somewhat close. And why they'd want to do that, I don't know. Other than they want to make it look like that, you know, Joe Biden is getting all the support from the people that he's crushed. Why would you continue to support someone who's made it miserable for you? That's what I don't understand. I don't understand it at all. Not at all. Well, here it is with Hakeem Jeffries. He goes on CNN, and this woman is talking to him about the Hispanic votes and the black votes. And she's going to read some, she's going to read poll numbers to him. And watch what he does. He just completely deflects from it, tries to ignore it, and say, well, Joe Biden has come through for black people. He's come through for black people. So you black people, shut up and be happy, basically, is what he's saying.
I want to show you this New York Times Siena College poll that found that both black and Hispanic voters say that Donald Trump's policies have helped them more than Joe Biden's policies by pretty wide margins, especially when you look at Hispanic voters. Is that alarming to you that nothing that the Biden campaign has said or done to this point has brought that at least closer than it is right now in this polling?
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times.
But he's not even answering her question. What about all these black people and Hispanic people jumping ship, leaving the Democrat Party? And all he does is come out here and say that, you know, Joe Biden's been really good and he's been coming through showing support. For what? For who? Wokeism? Climate change? These global elitists? Who is he coming through for? He's not coming through for the American people. This is the reason why they're losing support. And she's just sitting there looking at him.
The Biden administration has an incredible track record of support and making sure that it is working at all times to build an economy from the middle out and the bottom up, as opposed to the top down.
I mean, look, good for her for asking a valid question, but shame on him for doing like Karine Jean-Pierre and acting like he didn't get that question, trying to deflect from the reality of it. When you have the government state media bringing up the information about how blacks and Hispanics are leaving the Democrat Party and supporting President Trump, they're in trouble. They're in trouble. And Hakeem Jeffries, he's deflecting from it. He's deflecting from it 100%.
Put this up. And Will, I want to show you this real quick. This is part of the Siena College Research Institute, to a poll for the overall national likely voters. It says if there's an election right now in March, Trump leads Biden 48% to 44% among national likely voters. That's pretty huge.
That is huge.
Yeah.
So it's terrifying them. Because you remember in 2016, they kept saying, The poll numbers. See, they truly believe in poll numbers. They believe poll numbers in 2016. Hillary Clinton was beating Trump in all the polls. I mean, every last poll, it was Hillary Clinton. But now the polls are showing President Trump, even though they don't want it to say that. They wanted to say otherwise. And you know what they do with the polls? They utilize the polls to convince people, saying, well, you know, in 2016, they said, well, Trump doesn't have a chance, because the poll numbers are convincing people. Did you know polls are a way of election influence? They influence people to vote a certain way, because if they have everyone believe that everybody is supporting this candidate, you might as well go ahead and go along with it. You can call it election interference. Maybe we should stop showing poll numbers altogether, because they do the poll numbers, like I just said, to convince you to go to with a certain candidate. But in this case, they're upset with the poll numbers. they're highly upset with the poll numbers. Why? Because people are just like, no, we're tired of what Joe Biden and the Democrats have been doing to us. Talking about a Democrat, listen to this one. This is Mayor Johnson, no relation, out of Chicago. This dude is a tyrant. And he, I don't know why they need to vote him out too. I don't know why he's still there. I don't know why he's still there.
Well, he hasn't had a second reelection.
It's getting ready to come up in November.
Yeah.
But he's going to do as much damage as possible. Listen to him.
Also not lost on me. I think there were 38,000 Republicans that showed up and voted for Donald Trump or something like that in Chicago. So, you know, since if we're trying to draw some conclusions and you all want some other, you know, analytics you might want to discover, that might be something to look into, because there's, I'll just say it, there's a good chance that played a part in this referendum. So the same people who want to see Donald Trump become president of the United States, sometimes I do feel like he wants my job, but
really?
Who wants to be president again, those are the same voters who voted for him, and the same voters where you look at where there were more no's, they were concentrated there.
What? Did y'all get any of that rumbling?
What was he talking about?
Did y'all get any of that? I mean,
now apparently
he's doing word salad like Kamala Harris.
So apparently he was asked, according to what this says, he was asked about his homeless policy getting rejected by voters. And what does he do? He deflects to Trump.
He's saying that the same people that wanted to get rid of the homeless and can, you know, the homelessness and all the illegals, they're the same people that voted for Trump.
Oh, so okay, basically, yeah, that makes sense now.
So basically, you don't need to vote for Trump. You need to vote for me, because we're going to help you, the small man. We're going to make sure you stay homeless. That's the part that he's leaving out. That's the part that they always leave out. But they want to push it like, oh my goodness, Trump bad. Listen to my buddy Ben Burkholm. He was in Chicago. He didn't call me this time, Shannon, say he was going to Chicago. Most of the time he calls me and asks me if I want to go.
He knows
because I've been saying I can't go.
I was going to say, he knows what Facebook has done to you. He knows you can't travel.
But, yeah, right now I can't travel.
But he actually did a phenomenal job while he was in Chicago.
Yes. Let me share this with you. Yeah, because he's there talking to black people in Chicago. And again, what do you think they're going to say? Watch.
Well, what we did was we went out with a team. We went to the north side, the west side, south side, stopped in different polling places. And there were so many violations. We witnessed at 6 o'clock in the morning that it's a Democratic judge that's acting as a Republican judge just for the day. We also witnessed ballots not being out accessible to Republicans. And when we questioned about it, they said, well, you have to ask for it.
Now, if it's black Republicans and it's voter suppression, the Democrats don't have nothing to say. But there's no voter suppression when black Democrats want to go vote, because none of the black Democrats come up and say what he just said. And see, when the Democrats, if they make it to where Republicans don't get ballots, they don't care your color. They could care less your color. You can be yellow, brown, purple, green. It doesn't matter. White, black. If you're Republican, they will try to prevent you from voting. But you don't ever hear it when it comes to Republicans from the left.
There were so many other things, like the machines were breaking down, printers were bad. They was calling technicians in the middle of the day to fix the machines. The ballots that we got a lady that was trying to put a ballot through. They told her that the machine was broke, and they would put the ballot through later, and they put it in a box. But after they saw us there asking questions, they, you know, made the machine work. So the ground game is going to be important. If there's going to be a fair election, so I understand personally now what happened in Arizona, because I'm seeing it right here in Chicago. But if the Republicans don't want to win this election, it's going to have to be the ground game. We have to have people in these places to hold them accountable, because if we don't, another election will be stolen in 2024. And that's what the Democrats are doing, illegal things at the polls to steal, kill votes.
I mean, my goodness.
Yeah.
People, like, they see it. You're looking at this like, wow, what am I seeing? People are waking up and people are getting it. People are finally understanding. The Democrats, they are not our fellow Americans. They only answer to one, and that is Satan. That's who they answer to. They answer to Satan. They can care less about the rest of us. They can care less about this country. They could care less. Well, you know how I was telling you about the economy, how black people and Hispanic people, they recognize what's happening in the economy. You've seen what's happening in the economy when it comes to the gas prices, when it comes to you going to the grocery store. We're all seeing it. And then Hakeem Joffrey, I've just played the video with him being on Communist News Network. You hear what he said, right? Like, Joe Biden's doing really good for the middleman from the bottom up, right? The middle out. Listen to this with Joe Biden blatantly lying again to the American people.
Wages are up more than prices. Inflation is down dramatically. We have more to do. I get it. We have more to do. But no question, our plan of delivering for the American people is working now.
The plan to destroy American-based businesses is working now. To destroy this country. And would you say the truth is earnings are down 42%. 4.2. Yeah, 42 would be, I mean, devastating, right? I mean, 4.2 is devastating, actually. It is bad. Mm-hmm. But of course, their whole thing is to go on there and lie to the people and convince everyone not to believe your lying eyes. Believe the opposite of that. You're not supposed to believe your pocketbook is being low as it is. And Democrats out there, they don't care. They don't care. They'd rather have the country burn. And if that means President Trump doesn't return. You see that? They would rather have it burn if that means President Trump doesn't return. These Democrats are evil. Blatantly evil. All right, everybody, that's my cue. Absolute Truth with Emerald Robinson is coming up next. Make sure you stick around for that fire show. God bless everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. See you tomorrow, same time, 2 p.m. Central. 2 p.m. Central. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.